The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Monday, the ninth day of October 2017. A little guess here as to who's not here.
Ron McDonald.
You're right.
Thank you.
And who is here?
Michael Herzog.
Prove it.
What do you want to do, show an ID?
Ron McDonald is not here today because it looks like Sherwood Forest is getting ready to burn down in Northern California. And Steve Elkins, is Steve on the line? Did he call in? Okay, Steve will probably call in here in a few minutes. Looks like Steve Elkins got out of town, literally the state, California, just in time. He lives in Sonoma County, and they've got fires going on all over the place. Brand new hospital burnt down. It was amazing how it happened because it's in the middle of a big paved parking lot.
Yeah. No questions about that, I suppose.
Walmart burnt down there, and same again. Huh. You know, but at any rate, Ron McDonald, I just tried calling him. He had phone service. He called me earlier today about 12 noon our time, about 6 hours ago. He says, I don't think I'm going to be able to do the show. And I'm going, okay, why? Because we might be burned down. He probably does not have internet, and they were looking for the grid to drop by about this time. So Elkins got out of town apparently in the nick of time. And I talked to Steve, and he said, you know, he said these fires are suspicious because they're happening in places where there aren't any trees.
Well, now, Steve was in Sonoma County, correct?
Right.
And Ron is where?
He's in Sonoma County as well.
Okay, different sides of the county?
Logistically.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was under the impression, we were talking about this earlier, and I thought that you had said that Steve was more towards Southern California as opposed to Northern. Sonoma County is up in wine country, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
It's right above Napa Valley.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the next county down is Napa County.
So let me ask you this question, John. What are they attributing these fires to? Is it dryness? I know it's been hot out there, right?
I was going to make a really off-color joke, but I decided not to. But who knows? I don't know.
Well,
let me ask you this question. Who do you go to now to get an honest answer from anybody in government?
You. And you're not in government.
And I'm not in government. You have your answer, sir.
No. Okay, I get you.
Yeah.
No, so it all comes down to a matter of deducement, which I find myself doing a lot. And as the listening audience knows, you know, I've been in Indiana for a couple of months, but I still tune in to listen to the show, call in once in a while when I think I have something pertinent. But this stuff that's popping up here, especially with this shooting that happened a little over a week ago, and now these fires, I mean, it just seems like it's all over the place. It seems like every time we turn around, they're hitting us with something different. And is it just happenstance? What do you think?
Well, it was very interesting. Ron McDonald told me, he says, what the firemen are doing is evacuating people.
Go ahead.
Please let me go on the tail end of that one.
All right.
The firemen are evacuating people. And Ron told me they're not fighting the fires. They're evacuating the people. Now, Mike, excuse me, what's wrong with this picture?
again, you know, you have to actually put together and piece the whole picture together because you're getting all these different ends. Firefighters are hired to fight fires. Now they're not fighting the fire. They're evacuating people from the fire that they're not fighting.
Now they're crossing guards.
Right. Does that compare with...
It depends on your definition of what is.
Or along those lines, that you can't get a straight answer out of anyone. And you can't, as you said, John, depend on anybody in officialdom.
Yep.
To give you anything other than an anonymous speculation from a so-called professional. Go ahead.
I just dropped in to see what condition our condition is in, and it ain't good. Because the break that people are having with their government, this has all been planned out. You're supposed to be able to not trust your government. Now, as opposed to years ago when the founders reminded us that watch your government very closely, they gave many warnings on this very subject. In private writings and books that they wrote, essays, whatever else. And part of the magical, illuminist, One World Order crowd is that to break the bond between government and people. Well, that happened quite a while ago. But that was part of their plan, whether they engineered it or not, or whether it just came to fruition because of all the other crap that they've been doing. Is, you know, criminality. You and I have been talking in the last couple of days. Folks, you and I are numb to this now. When we hear of something going awry, we go, oh, okay. We hear about a politician, you know damn right well, he's lying right through his teeth. And you know he ain't got to go to Wikipedia or do a half-hour search on surrounding it. You just instinctively know enough about how things are functioning that this guy's lying through his damn teeth. And it is sad. So here we're sitting, and who's to blame on this?
Oh, is this shooting over to me? Who's to blame?
That was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I know you would have said it was my fault. And according to Walt Williams, and this is, I'll tell you what, it's spot on. You've heard many people say that, well, whose fault is it? Well, it's our fault. Well, how it's been done and generationally done, yeah. If they come out yesterday and made the announcement, well, we're dumping the form of government we have, and here's the new state's constitution. You don't have any rights, but you only got privileges. That would invoke a revolution overnight.
Are you talking about General Salenti's plan?
The largest, no comment, the largest threat to our prosperity... Government spending that far exceeds the authority enumerated in Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. Federal spending in 2017 will top $4 trillion. Social Security, they take one quarter of the budget, $1 trillion. That'll take up, as I said, 25%. Medicare is $582 billion, and Medicaid is $404 billion. They're the next largest expenditures. Okay, folks, you've been doing the adding, and that's half the budget right there on those two programs that they shouldn't have been into.
Oh, wait a minute, back up. You're talking about between Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, that's $2
trillion? $2 trillion.
$2 trillion. Okay, they'll add another $600 billion for the defense budget. What do you got left?
Nothing. Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, I'm sorry.
Why are you jumping the shark on me here? Okay, other federal social spending include food stamps, unemployment compensation, child nutrition, child tax credits, supplemental security income, and student loans, all of which total roughly $550 billion. Social spending we're just talking about Band-Aids here, for the downtrodden.
We're not getting to the good stuff yet.
Hold on.
All right.
Where do you think Congress gets the resources for such spending? No, it's not the Tooth Fairy or Santa Claus. The only way Congress can give one American a dollar is to use threats, intimidation, and coercion to confiscate that dollar from another American. Congress forcibly uses one American to serve the purposes of another American. We might ask ourselves what standard of morality justifies the forcible use of one American to serve the purposes of another American. By the way, the forcible use of one person to serve the purposes of another is a fairly good working definition of slavery. Now, today's Americans have little appreciation for how their values reflect a contempt for those of our founding fathers. You ask, Williams, what do you mean by such a statement? In 1794, Congress appropriated $15,000 to help French refugees who had fled from insurrection in Saint-Dominique, now Haiti. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, stood on the floor of the House, objected, saying, I cannot undertake to lay my finger on that article in which the federal Constitution that grants a right to Congress of expending on objects of benevolence the money of their constituents. Most federal spending today is on objects of benevolence. Madison also said charity is no part of the legislative duty of the government. No doubt some Congress critters, academics, hustlers, and ignorant people will argue that the General Welfare Clause of the United States Constitution authorizes today's spending. That is simply unadulterated, he says, nonsense. You fill in your own blank. Thomas Jefferson wrote, Congress has not unlimited powers to provide for the general welfare, but is restrained to those specifically enumerated. In other words, folks, what's written in the Constitution. Madison wrote that if Congress can do whatever in their discretion can be done by way of money and will promote the general welfare, the government is no longer a limited one possessing enumerated powers, but an indefinite one. In other words, the General Welfare Clause authorized Congress to spend money only to carry out the powers and duties specifically enumerated in Article 1, Section 8, and elsewhere in the Constitution, not to meet the infinite needs of the general welfare. We cannot blame politicians for the spending that places our nation in peril. Politicians are doing precisely what the American people elect them to do, namely, use that power of their office to take the rightful property of another American and deliver it to them. I know that some people will say, well, Williams, I agree with most of what you say, but not when it comes to Social Security. Social Security is my money. I had taken out of my pay for retirement, and if you think that you've been duped, the only way to get a Social Security check is for Congress to take the earnings of another worker.
Shall I elaborate on that just a little bit, John? I mean, when I started working way back when, took my first paycheck, which was, I was working in 2 hours a day after school as a janitor for $1.30 an hour. And at the time, I don't even recall them having me fill out a W-2 or whatever it was. I don't think those even came into existence in my world until 20, 21 years old. But yes, I was duped into paying into Social Security all through my working life, whether I was...
Well, they said you had to.
Well, yeah, right, and I believed them. Mm-hmm. Subcontracted most of the time, very, very short stint of time was I ever an employee for a company. But, of course, when you do that, if you're an employee of a company, the company, required by law, supposedly, kicks in half of the Social Security. So you pay half, they pay half. But if you're a self-employed contractor, you pay all of it. So right. I did this for all these years, believing that my government was benevolent, believing that this money was mine, it was going to draw interest, it was in a Social Security trust fund, and when I retired, I was going to get it back. Now I find, after all is said and done, that all of the money goes into a general fund. There is no trust fund, and you're basically, when you apply for Social Security, you're doing no more than anybody else is doing. It's all in a pool. It's coming out of Social Security. It's coming out of Medicaid, Medicare, blah, blah, blah. It's all the same pool. Mm-hmm. And even today, I feel like, and as you know, I'm retired on Social Security because I did pay into it for many, many years. Even today, I feel like, you know, I'm on welfare because it's right in that same pool.
It is.
Go ahead.
And no, I was just going to say, I've got Steve here, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I get what you're saying. And, you know, you're kind of unique because you were a private contractor. You paid into your own account voluntarily. And the politicians over the years came up with cute little terms of trying to make you reassured that your funds will be there. That's Steve Elkins, by the way. He's getting a little antsy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't tell Mike to bring the pot up yet, but he did anyhow. But you know that's the game, and you know damn right well. I mean, we're going to put it in a lockbox. So, you know, put it in a lockbox. No, they took the money. And they stole it, period. That's how they...
Well, they spent it. And now, you know, originally when it came in 1933, yes, Steve, you'll be here in a minute. Okay. In 1933, I believe that there was, it was either 1 in 16 or 1 in 33 people were working for everyone retired. Now it's 1 in 3.
Right.
So they're literally taking almost something away from one person to pay another.
When the smart thing to do and I said this 15 years ago on air. You take Medicaid, Medicare, whatever, Social Security, pay it out. Pay out the benefits, keep them on the rolls, don't pull the rug out from under them, but shut the program down. Don't bring anybody else in. Pay those that are active in that system however many years, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, whatever. It wasn't going to be overnight, but you cut it off, find money to pay, and dump it. Now look where it's at.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I agree with you, robbing Peter to pay Paul with his Social Security money.
Yeah, but I haven't found Peter yet. I'm still looking to pay Paul, and I haven't found Peter to rob him.
You want an update of what I found out about the Sonoma, the fires there in Sonoma County?
Is your house still standing?
My house is my sold house is still there. As far as I know, it's still there. And a neighbor down the street said at 2 o'clock in the morning, the wind was picking up around 1 o'clock in the morning. And 2 o'clock, he started smelling smoke coming into his house. He left his windows open to get some of that cool air. And he walked outside and he looked over across the 101 and saw a big fireball on the mountain there. And the wind must have just picked that up. But what I've been told so far, what I've found out so far, there are 13 individual fires right now in Sonoma, Napa, and Yuba counties. And Ron and I talked about an hour ago, and one of the things Ron noticed right off the bat was there was no zero air support on putting these fires out. The firemen were just evacuating people. That's all their primary goal was, to evacuate people, shelter them. There was no air support. Now, when he saw on TV, there was an interesting, a woman asked, where is the air support? Why aren't they dropping fire retardant? And the captain said, well, it was late at night, and the visibility was kind of low, and we didn't think it was safe to do so. Well, so you got these big fireballs below you. You can see where they are, and they weren't dropping any fire retardant at all and to put these things out. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, from my experience, firefighting, in the middle of the night or not, doesn't fire create its own light? And it's a pretty good indicator of where the fire is so you can put it out.
Exactly what I told Ron. And so why weren't they dropping the retardant? I mean, just a month ago, they accidentally released retardant on my neighborhood and painted 10 houses red.
Oh,
how that happened, we never did find out what happened there. It didn't hit my house.
They were practicing for a fire that they're not going to fight, Steve.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. Well, okay, so you
went from 200 acres, 200 acres to now 50,000 acres, is what I'm told.
So why so many separate fires? Is this just sparking and jumping hither and yon, and we got 13 fires and what was the start of it? Do you think people are actually starting these fires?
I actually do believe. I think that these were started individually. I think there's something going on here. There was no lightning storms that night, which could have triggered some of these by lightning strikes.
Sure.
Nothing. The weather's been fine there, other than the wind kicked up. And I don't see any natural cause, lightning storms, anything like that could have started this. I'm willing to bet that these were started. These are arson jobs.
Now, I was talking to Ron McDonald earlier, and he said a hospital, a brand new hospital out there, had burnt down. And the only problem is that it's sitting on a big cement parking lot, standalone by itself. And I know that California has gone great strides. They got the idea that, yes, maybe we should put sprinklers in public accessible buildings to put out fires before it kills everybody. They've done innumerable studies, and it's now in the construction codes for earthquake, is try to make buildings as earthquake as humanly possible. But there's something rather suspicious that a brand new hospital burns all the way to the ground. What the hell were the firemen doing? Playing crossing guard?
I'll check on that. I heard they've evacuated all three hospitals.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We got to go to break. Hold on.
Yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today. Where the magic's from, what you gonna do when things go wrong? What you gonna do when it all packs up? What you gonna do when your love burns down? What you gonna do when the flames go up?
By the way, Steve Elkins, does this sound familiar to you?
What's that?
That sound you're hearing right now?
Oh, yeah, I hear it, yes. Yes, I got the joke. I got it.
Okay, so if anybody wants to know why Ron McDonald is distracted when he's on this program on Mondays, you're listening to the guy's voice right now. What the hell do you call these things?
They're called finger fidgets.
Finger fidgets. So Steve was in studio last Thursday and Friday, and I appreciate you doing that. And he gave me some gifts here, a nose flusher, some stress toys that I can sit and squeeze. And I told him, I said, you know, I don't need to squeeze things. All I need is money. That makes the stress go away. And some very nice coffee cups. One of them, Don't Mess with Texas. It holds about a quart of coffee. Mike's in there in the other room laughing. And this figure, and it's too nice to throw away. So here I am, and guess what I'm doing with it? I'm playing with it.
You're fidgeting with it.
Yeah, Steve, thank you very much.
You know, and if I might interject, I've seen those spinners in every store across the country, all the way from Arizona to Indiana, and I have resisted buying them. I keep looking at them and say, what are these things? And I go, everywhere I go, including my grandkids, they all have one, you know, and everybody's spinning these things around. And what is this, a stress reliever, Steve? Is that what it's supposed to be?
Well, actually, it was created by a woman in Orlando many, many years ago for ADHD kids to keep them focused on that instead of banging their head or doing other things. And so it was actually designed for that disorder. But later on, they tried to market it as a toy. And actually, Hasbro turned them down and said, nah, we're not interested in this. Like 6-7 years later, they said, hey, I think this could make a lot of money because it's for other things, too, for focus, attention, and just relaxation. So they now market the thing for not only ADHD kids, but for just relaxation. So
okay.
She made a mint on
okay,
it.
Okay, the last question is, what color is Ron McDonald's toy?
His is silver.
Okay, then.
and everybody that I see, including my son, John Statmiller, now Ron McDonald, we're all addicted to
it. It's nuts. It's crazy. It's nuts.
That's why you're addicted. I've been watching you spin it for 10 minutes.
I know. It's.
You realize we've just created a new disorder, so now the pharmaceuticals are probably hard at work trying to find a pill to make sure we can, you know, stop spinning these things.
Oh, God. Anyhow, okay, you were saying that three hospitals were evacuated?
Yeah, well, actually, my wife's got the internet pulled right now. She's pulling up the Press Democrat right now. And what does it say about the hospitals, Michelle? And we see a lot of destruction, a lot of stuff burned down, a lot of stuff, stores that are surrounded by just totally concrete, which is how do these things burn down? If they were surrounded by forests, I'd understand the sparks and all that other heat, but we're talking about the Kohl's department store burned down, the Kmart burned down.
So are we talking about just, the geographic locale? Are we talking about like specifically in one county, different size of a county, multiple counties, Steve? What?
Multiple counties.
Okay.
Sonoma, Napa, and Yuba counties.
Wow.
I think these were set. My guess is they're set.
Well, and God knows you guys out in California have had enough fires.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And
yeah, okay, this is going to be devastating.
Dare I go here, Steve? You say, I think these were set. Okay. Let's see. Antifa says it all starts November the 4th. Do you have, I mean, in the back of your mind, are you thinking it's possible that maybe Antifa might be behind this, Steve?
You know, who knows? It's possible. Oh. It's possible.
Well, I mean, let's
bring There's got to be an agenda with this. You know, Ron and I were talking earlier, and we've been lied to about this whole unemployment 4.1%. And the economy is doing well and everything, but what brings back jobs and what boosts an economy are natural disasters or man-made disasters. Ron came up with the idea that he thinks these are arson jobs, and it's definitely going to have to be, you know, Santa Rosa is going to have to rebuild. And I mean, 1,500 homes and businesses burned down to the ground.
Wait a minute. You're in a state right now where damn near half of everything that was standing is blown down. We had a hurricane here in Texas that kind of moved over and hit Louisiana and the Gulf Coast. Half of the stuff here is laying down still and has not been hauled off. I mean, how much more do we need to rebuild?
I don't know.
I mean, the folks, I mean, think about this. We're talking about fire, flood, hurricane.
Machine guns.
Machine guns. And have you looked up? Do we have a locust swarm coming your way? Let's take the bottom of the hour break. Steve Elkins is with us. Michael Herzog, chained down in a chair here in studio. He wants to run off to Arizona again. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Thank you. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
By the way, Steve, I spoke to Ron McDonald earlier today, and I said, you know, I said, I think Steve and Michelle are trying to get you to move down to Florida. And he goes, yeah, he says, but, you know, that's God's waiting room. I don't want to go there and die. And he said, besides, I have grandchildren up here. Well, it's the same thing that I said about you, Mr. Elkins, that you've got people down in Florida, but I'm not aware of humans planting roots. They can be moved as well.
Exactly.
By the way,
have you had the
distinct opportunity to be driving many a mile from Texas down to Florida, right, witnessing some of the hurricane's destruction? What's it look like?
Yeah, it's actually not too bad. This Nate thing wasn't bad at all.
No, I wasn't talking about Nate. I was talking about the other one.
Yeah, I saw some pretty good stuff. A lot of debris still being picked up and hauled off. Still a lot of stuff to clean up. I saw things that were blown over, which I was really surprised. I saw a huge carport on a filling station that just totally blew it off. I mean, snapped it over. It was kind of weird. I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. It must have been some pretty fast wind to do that, but... Yeah. Still a lot of cleanup to do, and Nate was nothing. But
it's a good rainstorm that's heading up the eastern part of the United States and bringing a lot of rain, but that's about it. They said they had a storm surge down there of about 6 foot, but that was relatively nothing. So, all right. Well,
just to head back to the Sonoma fires real quick. Michelle is on the computer right now looking, and I think there's right now a lot of misinformation. The hospitals were evacuated. All we can tell now, they were evacuated. They did not burn down to the ground.
Okay. All right.
I'll let you know that.
Well, and, you know, there's seen.
Excuse me. When you evacuate a hospital, what do you do with all the patients that are in there?
You know, that's a great question, because there's three area hospitals. There's Sutter, Kaiser, and Santa Rosa Memorial. And I'm going to say between all three hospitals, you're looking at about 300 to Santa Rosa Memorial, 75 to 100 in that one. You're looking at about 450 beds, hospital beds. So that's a good question. Did they ship them up to Oakland, to San Francisco? I have no idea where they could have sent this many patients. I have no idea.
Hmm.
Maybe even Sacramento might have taken some, but that's a major overhaul to ship that many people out to area hospitals outside the area. That's tough. That's
especially
huge.
If they need, you know, serious care. You know, and the other question, Steve, would be, who's paying for this? I mean, who would pay to ship them? Would it be the state that pays for it, the county? What?
You know, that's a great question, too.
I'm sure they probably got a way to bill the insurance company for it.
I'm sure of it, too. Yeah. I'm sure of it. But at this point, all I can tell was they were just evacuated. But what is really interesting is that Ron told me the Wells Fargo Center burnt down. And that's actually right next door to the brand-new Sutter Hospital. So if that burnt down, I'm going to have to do some research to see what kind of damage the other hospital may have taken, may have caught some fire, yeah. But
I've got
burned to the ground, I don't know.
Yeah, I've got Rob in Chicago, and I don't want to get rid of your call here, because this might relate to something you have said. So Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob. Yeah,
it sounds like you're having a big in-studio party there, John.
Well, Michael sometimes is, yes.
you've got everybody. Well, I figure I'd throw in a little bit of stuff here. You know, the thing is, out in Cali, you know, I know you probably mentioned this, but all those nice chemtrails they've been dropping out there for the past how many years, with a whole lot of aluminum on the ground, and that's the... Once it's lit, boy, does it burn hot.
You know, that's something I never thought about, you know, the aluminum concentration.
That's why the forests go up fast.
Hmm.
But they can't put them out.
They're maybe that's why the so firefighters are evacuating people. Right?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Instead of fighting the fire. I don't know. Go ahead. Continue, Rob. What else?
Well, no, they just can't. They can't fight it. It's too intense. It's just, you know, it's like an accelerant. That's all.
Wow.
But I just wanted to let you know, John, I'm taking steps to evacuate from People's Republic of Illinois. I put money down on land down there. I'm going to be Vinny and John's neighbor. So.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right.
I've got, John will be proud of me. I've got commanding high ground. I've got running water, and I got a forest next to me.
Well, there you go. Why not? Why not?
All with Illinois.
Why not Texas? We need more patriots down here.
Well, I got to split the difference. I got to sort of leave a room for a little bit of chance for my kids to come down to see me.
I got you.
It's amazing when you tell them you're leaving how fast they go. Are you really serious about this? Well, yeah. Yeah. So, I want to get out of the state. Sorry.
Yeah. Well. You and how many millions of other people have tried, are trying, either have or trying to get out of the great state, the late great state of Illinois?
Well, the funny thing is, this area and region and the developer that I'm buying in with, they are extremely, let's say the majority of their people are from Illinois.
Really?
Yes, because they want to get the hell out and they want to be safe.
Well,
the beautiful part. You know, they've got castle doctrine now, John. And you put up the color purple around your property. It's not because you like Barney. It's because they're telling everybody to stay the hell out. And if you cross that barrier, you can get shot.
Seriously?
Absolutely. Castle Doctrine, open carry. I love it.
Wow. All right. Well, Rob, I appreciate the call.
Yes. You guys take care.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be fun living next to Vinny. He'll have you out there on the tractor feeding the cows.
You know, they're talking about the grandkids. I've got grandchildren in Indianapolis, or not Indianapolis, but southern Indiana and also in Arizona. I've become a snowbird here. I'm contracted in Arizona starting in November, but I should just start a business as a shuttle service and start shuttling all these guys around to see their grandkids, you know. At least I'd be getting paid.
Steve, you still there?
I am still here.
Yeah. Anything else, Steve, from and you're down in Florida. You're going to take a few months to take your time and find a place down there.
Yeah, I am.
Have you rented a place before you left, Steve, or are you still hoteling it?
Oh, no. We've rented a vacation house for 3 weeks here.
Oh, okay.
We just pulled in. We got a dock in our backyard and boats.
What's your address?
Nice.
Yeah, what's your address? You know what I told his wife, Michelle, when they left? I said, she said, well, you know, we're going to stay down there and we're going to take our time. And I said, you know, when you finally find, she is inviting me down. I got a witness. Here's her husband. She's inviting me down and I'm going, you probably won't get your dishes put away and you're going to get a knock on the door. But there's a good reason why I don't take any
time. Is there a boat on that dock?
There's not. But
I was going to say, is there fishing poles
on
that?
I'm looking for some kayaks. I'm told there's some kayaks. We can go take some kayaks out back.
Oh. No, that'd be a better stress relief than that silly little toy you're still spinning, John. Thanks, Steve. I'm sitting here watching this the whole show.
I should have left one for you behind. I'm sorry I didn't do that.
No, yeah. I never picked one up. I've seen those in every store I've gone into.
I can tell you one thing right now. It's stupid. It is stupid. It is stupid. It is stupid. But try picking one up and not doing this.
Let me ask you one more. I just out of curiosity, Steve, how much do they cost?
Those are like $3 or $4.
Wow. $3. $3 or $4 to sit there like an idiot and spin it.
Well, I guess for people that chew their nails or they got nervous twitches or they got ADHD or something.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll break your coffee addiction. You know,
I'm not addicted to coffee. I need it to get rolling here.
Oh, okay.
The mind is not what it used to be.
You know, Mike's got one of those too, John. Mike's got one too.
Mike, the engineer back here?
Yeah.
Oh, he's pulling it out of the drawer right now. He's admitting to it. Oh, his is red.
Oh, we're so Christmassy. All right.
Now I feel isolated.
All right, Steve, enjoy God's waiting room down there, and I'm sure you'll be checking in. And by the way, Steve Elkins has been shopping a little bit of time for us because he's kind of semi-retired, but he's going to be taking some time off. And he inquired about is there maybe a weekend spot. So we will do our due diligence to try to make a hole to get you in there, Steve.
Steve and I should be co-hosts together. That'd work. Right.
That would be great. Actually, that'd be a lot of fun.
I know.
Well, actually, what I'm trying to... No, not so fast here. Oh. See, he's setting this up already. See, here comes the setup. Okay, what I'm trying to get him to do is do the Monday through Friday show. We've got 12 to 1 covered. Okay, and I'm trying to get him to do the Monday through Friday show from 1 to 3 Central Time, which would be what time your time, Michael?
Well, we go off daylight saving time next month, so it'd be 12 to 2 my time.
Okay.
It would be an hour difference between you and Arizona.
Okay, so, and your games that you officiate, you umpire, are when in the day?
I have to be on the diamond by 3:30 during the week. I mean, it would fit, but again, you keep trying to jump the gun. And, Steve, I knew this. I already knew this when you came to town. He was going to do this. He does this all the time to anybody that's really good, you see, like you. And I've commented to him before, not to blow your head up. But, yeah, you're a great host. You'd be a great host. But
appreciate it.
Yeah, but the point is that you know, there, even when I get there, there's a lot to do. You know how I've been shuffling. And you know, John, better than anybody, the reason why I actually left to begin with. It wasn't because I was, I think I'll just take a sabbatical for a while. No, I had an idea and a plan in mind, and it's still there on the back burner. Not dismissed. There were some acts of God that interrupted it. And I told you, John, when I came back here before, that if I wasn't up and running and able to make, you know, to supplement my income like I did before, I would have to go back.
Right.
You remember that, too.
No.
So there's no harm, no foul.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, you know, it's all part of the plan. I'm going back there. As far as the broadcasting thing, I'm still sitting on the fence because I haven't got my act together even when I get back there yet. Hopefully it'll be sooner than later, but we'll see. And Steve, you know, I would love to have a co-host if I went back on the air. You know, trying to hold a show on your own is not the easiest thing to do, unless you got a really, really good personality like John, you see.
I'm sorry, has anybody ever noticed that Michael Herzog was, for a lack of words, doing a show on this network? and by the way, RBN is like moths to a flame. There's a reason why people are attracted here than they want to do programming. It's because it's the place to be.
Well, there's no question. And, Steve, you know this. Steve, how long have you been listening to RBN?
I'm going to say since 2014.
Okay. Who brought you to the network? How did you stumble across RBN?
You know, I got lucky. I was, at one time, I was a coast-to-coast AM fan, and I'm not anymore. So they call that the Ghost and Goblin Network. But I caught Mike Rivero on there, and I'd heard things I'd never heard before, and I thought, wow, this is awesome. Of course, when he left, he said he made the pitch, Republic Broadcasting Network, and I did a Google search on it, found it. I could listen to it online. And from that point on, I said, you know, I need to find a Wi-Fi radio. So I purchased a Wi-Fi radio, and I tuned it in. RBN was my number one channel, and I just listened, and learned, and I thought, wow, this is awesome stuff. Because you don't hear this kind of information anywhere else.
Well, interesting, and if I might elaborate on John's show here, I don't want to take it over, but how did you wind up, you know, I don't want to call it hooking up, but correlating with Ron McDonald?
Well, that came from John. John hooked me up on that. John, because his guest is every Monday night, found out we live basically in the same neighborhood. We're like 20 miles apart from each other. And John made that introduction, and Ron called me up one day and said, let's have lunch. And that was an eight-hour lunch. We talked to politics on everything. I couldn't believe how much I have in common with Ron. And the friendship just kind of took off from that.
See,
I thank John for that.
I have this penchant, Michael, for finding people that are thirsty for knowledge, that have woken up, and are passionate and are driven. And that's Steve Elkins. So there you go.
Okay.
I am there. I'm angry. But it's time now to sit down and figure out solutions to problems and definitely educate people, because mainstream media is dropping the ball.
Man, is it ever.
Well, in the whole encompassing arena of that, and I've said this before, which is part of the reason, you know, when I put this all together, and John will tell you, I wrote the commercial that Rivero does right now. As a matter of fact, can I let the cat out of the bag and say there's a commercial number two that we're going to record?
Right.
40 seconds each. John, I think you're first. I don't know. We haven't decided.
Yeah, put the guy that owns the joint last.
Okay.
Let him bring up the rear.
Anyway, 40 seconds of Mike Rivero, 40 seconds of myself, and 40 seconds of John. Just to keep it forward, because in this economy, it is imperative. And, you know, you've seen this up close and personal, but I see John behind the scenes, and I see the stress that he goes to of trying to keep this network afloat, which is why, you know, I've put in as much as I'm able to put in to help. Because it's very important, as you know, you've been close to it, Steve. It's very important. We're the only beacon of light in this sea of lies. And I include everybody else out there, including those boys across town. You're not going to get the whole truth anywhere but RBN.
That's true.
No compromising.
You know, I had a chance. In the 3,000-mile journey for me here, I listened to tons of talk radio just to see what the other talking heads were talking about. And I can tell you that pretty much every talking head out there is regurgitating exactly what mainstream media has been telling them to say. Not one of them, only one, Michael Savage, brought up the possibility of a second shooter or more on the Vegas shooting. Everybody else is regurgitating one shooter, radicalized Muslim, ISIS connection. They are just following exactly what they've been told. Nobody is looking outside the box.
Would you not agree, though? I heard that interview with that caller that called in on Savage's show, and would you not agree, Steve, that he was very pessimistic about it? Savage was.
Well, you know, he's got, 600 stations, maybe? Mm-hmm. I think he's walking the tight line there, that he does not want to tick off the wrong people and lose his franchise there.
No, that's a good point.
But I think he does. I believe that there's more than one shooter on this whole thing. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah. And by the way, the latest information, and I guess this is on Mike Rivero's program, and this would not surprise me. Steve, I was told that all the recordings that Mandalay Bay had made are now erased.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Wow.
That's what they do.
Well, but and you throw in there, I'm sorry, you throw in there that James Murren would cash out $3 million worth of stock over the week leading up to, inclusive up to the day of the shooting. Or excuse me, the day before, the Friday before the shooting. And you scratch your head and go, okay, well, who are these people's contacts? And the people that this guy, you know, kind of kowtows with are the people that we suspect.
Well, what board does he sit on as well?
I believe it's a Jewish board, isn't it?
Yeah, but what are they involved in with Michael Chertoff?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, with the scanners. Yeah, I believe he's on the board of officers or on these scanners, which is another part of it.
The back scanners. Yeah.
And that being said, I'd like to segue into what we had talked about before regarding this.
Hold on, Steve. We got to take a break. Let's include you in the last segment of today's program. Hold on.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. I've got John in Humboldt County, and he says he's got something for you, Steve. Hello, John.
Yeah, I...
hey there, John. What you got going?
I think, so, this fire started in Sonoma, then there's one in... I just went and evacuated my family in Mendocino, which is just north of you. And then we had a fire that started here. It's almost as if they just drove up the coast and just started fires all the way up and down. kind of strange. Hello?
Yeah, he. Steve,
I agree. I think these were man-started. I think these are arsonists.
We had this done before. Sure. If you remember, about, 4 years ago, we had this happen to us before.
Yeah.
You know, well, where they
John
came up and down the
this,
coast.
And I know years ago, I mentioned that the terrorists actually said that if they wanted to take us down, you know, bring us down to our knees, they would actually do environmental terrorism, which means they say we'll take gasoline and go into national parks and forests and set fires, and you won't be able to stop this.
And I just kind of
wonder what's going on here, because if there were thunderstorms last night in Sonoma County, I'd say, okay, lightning strikes happen. That happens sometimes. But this many fires started, and the wind being the perfect speed to just carry the stuff, I'm thinking this is arson stuff.
All right. I appreciate it, John. Thank you very much. Let me go to Wally in Nebraska here real quick. I'm sorry, New Brunswick, Canada.
That's twice, John, you've done that to me.
Well, that's because my board op won't spell out New Brunswick.
It's probably because he can't, because most of us in New Brunswick can't either.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Something for Steve here. You guys were talking about ADHD. CBC just reported on a study today. When the ADHD kids fidget around in classrooms and so on, they're learning twice as fast as if they don't.
Really? So what you're saying here, Wally in New Brunswick, is that we don't need to drug these kids because they're just fine. Just a little fidgety, but they're learning twice as fast as their drugged out counterparts.
No, what he's saying is that toy is stopping them. What?
He didn't have your mic up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it up? Okay. What Wally is saying is that toy is stopping them from learning twice as fast and dumbing them down.
That's
Wally?
Not true, John. No, no.
No,
no, that was Michael that said that. Let's get this straight. That was Michael that made that claim.
Okay.
Yeah.
The kid's picking up that toy to fidget. When they start fidgeting, they're learning.
Wow.
Me, okay, so
I would...
fidgeting is helping them to
me,
learn.
I was just bored. I wasn't fidgety. I just sat there with my head in my hands, and I just stared out the window. I was bored with
school.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Wally.
So basically, that's it. Quick question on those fires.
Yeah.
The buildings that are burning, are they flat roof burnings, like buildings like commercial buildings? Because if they're flat
actually,
roof,
some of them are. The Kohl's building, the Kmart, I just saw the Kmart, it burnt down to the ground. And the Kohl's building, I understand, it took a big hit. The hospitals, like I said, I'll still find out some more information tonight and report back tomorrow about the hospital situation, but they're flat roof.
All right. Hey, we're out of time in this segment. Thank you, Wally, from New Brunswick. And Steve is down there, and thanks for the report from God's Waiting Room.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Alrighty, sir.
See you, Steve.
See ya. Bye-bye.
All right, top of the hour break here. We'll get into news and more stuff in the next hour. Michael Herzog in studio with me. I'm John Stadtmiller. This is the National Intel Report. We'll be back after the top of the hour break. Stick around.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.